Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area because it works. You can visit EMP180.com and get empowered. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. Tim Bontemps, NBA writer for ESPN.com, will join us coming up at 7:20. We'll get into the Western Conference Finals. Golden State goes up one zippy on Portland last night. We could talk about the NBA draft lottery, what the Wizards might do moving forward, and more later in the program. Steve Sands is going to join us on the Golf Channel, preview the PGA Championship, talk about Tiger Woods, and Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock as we go in the clubhouse with the Nationals general manager and president of baseball ops. But we do have a couple people on the line, bartender, I think a nightclub owner, who can fill us in on the whole over-serving equation.
Because it happens all the time. Let's go to Josh in Winchester. Hey, Josh, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
What's up?
Overall, it's pretty hard to, I mean, if you over-serve people, it definitely happens. Mm-hmm. But what happens a lot of times is friends give drinks to other people. You try to cut people off and do what you're supposed to do. We're currently being sued right now for an accident where supposedly a patron came in, got hammered, and drove off, hit some lady. She was injured. And we have no proof either way. We have cameras in our building, but it happened a year ago, and we just got the lawsuit like 2 weeks ago.
So now, are you protected? Are you protected based on insurance from stuff like that?
And we have liability insurance. It's an LLC, so mm-hmm. You know, technically we're kind of protected, but the problem is there's no way to prove that that person wasn't there or was there or that they got overserved by us. And that's the kind of stuff you battle all the time. This isn't the first time we've been sued. We haven't lost before. But it's just a waste of lawyer money, and you don't really have a good way. Now, this Tiger's case may be different just because they had video directly of that guy sitting at the bar drinking. But a lot of bars and nightclubs, it's pretty hard to tell.
Right,
people drink in a bar.
And you also don't know when he was hammered. He could have been hammered at another club or bar and came into your place for a drink or two, and he was already hammered.
Correct. Yeah, we have people coming hammered. We have people we don't invite in the bar to begin with because they're too hammered when they get there.
Yeah.
And but that you also have regulars that you know drink a ton, and seemingly they can handle it.
Correct, and we do try to get people cabs that we think they're too drunk, or we see the stuff. I mean, we've argued with people. I mean, it's tough to manage, and right. At the end of the day, you really have no control.
Right.
Once if somebody isn't there, you have nothing you can really do about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's very, very frustrating.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What if the investigation went as far as, you know, they look at his credit card bill and they see how many drinks and he ordered 15 drinks? Does that
since they're not going to charge him because he works there.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying that if someone came in there and they were sober but they had 15 drinks, right? And it was all.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times you don't believe to look at the reality. They buy friends drinks.
Right. You'll say you bought friends.
15 drinks.
Right.
I mean, it's really tough to prove. And that's what I'm saying. It's unless you have that tape of the guy just literally getting hammered, just handing him a drink after drink, it's really hard to prove in a court of law.
What is your responsibility? What is your responsibility to take the keys from them? Like if Jason gave an instance where, you know, he's bar hopping, comes to your bar, has two drinks, but you could tell he's clearly pummeled. What is your responsibility at that point? You're realizing after you served him a couple drinks, this guy's way beyond anything reasonable. What is your responsibility?
We legally can't take his keys.
Okay.
We're not allowed to. Your best bet is if they come in drunk, don't let them in. If they get too drunk, try to get a friend, someone to actually take responsibility for the person and take them home. You really have no authority to really do anything. I mean, I guess I could call the cops.
Yeah, you could call the police maybe and get them involved.
That's just a nightmare. They don't even want to deal with it, probably.
I'm sure they don't, but
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's a tough situation. You're really trying to do your job. Our guys are tip certified, which is just being taught how to bartend, not how to overserve people. But still, I mean, it's just like a protection you use to say we try to train our people to do what's right.
Yeah.
And we train our bouncing staff to do what's right. But
My guess is if someone's hammered, you probably serve very, very little alcohol into drinks, right? I guess unless they're drinking beer, then that's hard to monitor, right? But if you're mixing cocktails, you could just make it all, you know, Coke.
Yeah. Water down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we cut people off. We've had, you know, Jeff, I've had guys fall asleep at the bar before. Just put the head down the bar. Just like really? You know?
Yeah.
You try to do your best you can do. And it's just a tough spot. And again, once you have that video that says you watch that guy just pound drinks at the bar,
uh-huh.
It's really hard to prove in a court of law.
Yeah.
I'd be right. Terrified
Thanks,
if
Josh.
I was a nightclub owner.
Oh, yeah. All the liability that you have
night.
To.
I wouldn't want anything to do with it.
Right. You got guys like AWOD coming
yeah,
in there.
You got all the
hours
are terrible.
Your bar. It's a nightmare business.
I mean, the upside is I'm sure you can make a lot of money if you have a good one.
Hey, it's the pizza hanging tonight!
Yeah, but then your place is only cool for a few years, and then the next spot pops up. Yeah, it's a brutal business. Let's go to Patrick Warrington. Patrick, what's up?
Good morning, guys. Good. Yeah, any kind of server or bartender, you have to be ABC certified, and that's the Alcohol Beverage Control. And if you overserve somebody, it's like the previous caller said, you know, it's the server bartender's discretion, you know, to cut someone off. But like he said, you know, if they drive away from there and get in an accident, you know, you can be liable for that. And, you know, whoever served them can lose their license to serve alcohol, you know, stuff like that, fines. So it's, you know, like he said, it's really all an individual who's serving. And the only thing you can do is, like he said, is, you know, try and get them a ride or, you know, if you do, and it's hard to see someone drive off, you know, from inside the building, so you don't know if they drove off or not. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, that's impossible to know what's going to happen once they leave.
You used to bartend. How often would you cut people off?
All the times. And mostly that's usually on the weekends. Mm-hmm. You know, through the week, you know, and I bartended at, you know, like a casual dining place. And
did you have regulars?
Through the week. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'd have regulars.
And then, did you ever cut off your regulars, or they were pretty
from time to time, yeah. From time to time,
yeah. The hard part on regular because they get pissed.
The hard part now, though, is you know you hear the commercials all the time. Buzz driving is drunk driving.
Yeah.
So you're not going to serve them if they're teetering on a buzz.
You know what I mean?
It's a high wire act.
Like
is what it is.
A buzz is 2 to 3 drinks.
Yeah,
2 to 3 drinks. So you're going to cut somebody off after their second drink.
Mm-hmm.
And we've taken the blood alcohol test, the breathalyzer test, for years during our holiday show. I bet you 2 of those Aslan beers, and you're close to the legal limit.
I'm on the borderline at that point. Yeah, I mean, some of those Aslans are like
15%.
Yeah, 10 to 15%.
So, I mean, I think it's almost putting too much responsibility on the bartender. If somebody's clearly slaughtered, okay, I understand it. Don't overserve them. But if they could be prosecuted because they served, you know, they gave a third rum and coke out to somebody who has it's tough.
Well, my buddy just sent me a link to a story. Apparently, Florida is protected by, I don't know if it's called dram shop law. So in 1980, they adopted this law, and 42 states have it. So they are protected. They are not liable for any damage.
Yeah.
They can serve anybody, and mm-hmm. if they get in an accident, they're not liable.
I think I support
Virginia
that.
And Maryland, I don't think, have it. But Florida does.
So I mean, I haven't really thought deeply about it. Which restaurant isn't liable for
state of Florida? Any place in the state of Florida?
Wow. I haven't thought that deeply about it. But the more that I think about it, it should just be on the individual. Like it really shouldn't be. It really shouldn't be on the restaurant unless they did something egregious.
Well, based on this, they're protected. Now maybe they're not protected civilly,
correct?
But criminally,
and that's why he's probably just being sued.
Yeah.
And he's going to probably have to write a big check. Probably. If I was Tiger, I probably would, just to make it go away. I'm a billionaire. You don't want to give anybody money for nothing, but just make it go away. Bad press, man.
You know, he doesn't like to give money away, though.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
We've heard he's notoriously cheap.
I mean, if he's protected based on the law, the Florida state law,
yeah.
Why would you send any money that way?
Yeah. Man, not a lot of good
unless
pump
you
for
think
the
your
woods.
Business is going to get crushed.
The last 6 months have been tough on the woods, PR-wise.
Let's go to Ryan in Rockville, especially when I got sick. Ryan, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Jones?
How are you, man?
What's up?
Good. So I just wanted to chime in on the bartender bit as far as the drunk people.
Mm-hmm.
I was a bartender over at Congressional, so JP was one of my regulars. But
who was one of your regulars?
JP. J.P. Finley.
Oh, J.P. Finley. Oh, okay.
So what I used to do when I had somebody really drunk, say it was a mixed drink, put a little splash of liquor inside the straw. If it's a vodka soda, it's all soda, put a little splash in that the top of the straw. So
they first think sip,
it's real strong.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But it's really watered down. Or say you got somebody drinking Stella or Miller Lite, swap it out for an O'Doul's, put it in a glass, looks like a draft.
Look at that move.
And they don't even know the difference.
No, by the time you're blacked out, you have no idea.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
And that,
or again, how about you don't drink yourself into oblivion?
They're
can
blacked
you do that?
Out.
If they're blacked out,
that's always an option.
I mean, that
too.
Should be an option too. Right. Okay. Now, trust me, I've had binge drinking episodes. Everybody in this room has, but. I'm almost 50. Binge drinking is pretty much dead.
Okay, well, this kid wasn't 50. He's 24.
I know.
And when you're
prime binge drinking.
And when you were at Dewey Beach for the running of the bull,
yeah.
you were sitting on the steps with your head and your
right, but we weren't driving anywhere.
I didn't have keys.
But my point was he was ordering so many drinks, he probably should have stopped 2 hours right. prior, and he didn't.
Did you throw a glass at the wall?
Yes, he threw a beer right
yes,
at the wall.
Yes, I was overserved. Somebody came up to me late with a Miller Lite bottle, and I had it in my brain that I had enough. So instead of handing it to somebody, I thought the best course of action was to hurl it against the wall as hard as I could.
That was like probably your biggest rock star move you've ever done.
Might have been. And then the bouncer said, well, this guy clearly has to go.
And we're like, no, he's got an appearance here. He can't leave. Right. Like, sorry, he's got to go.
Like, he is a menace. That guy needs to be escorted off the premises immediately. Then I got back in like 5 minutes later. Yeah. And probably had another few beers.
Those were the
good.
Days.
How many times have we been escorted out? Because EB, you got escorted out of one of the summer dress parties.
Mm-hmm. Well, though I will say this. I can't remember the establishment. I think the bouncers were extremely...
They're being aggressive.
Yeah, extremely vigilant. They were...
Not they were Dewey. Trying to thin the herd.
Are you talking
no,
about...
No, not in Dewey.
No, the sundress party. Somebody,
yeah, like yeah. in Arlington somewhere.
I was hammered, but I didn't think I needed to be escorted out.
Yes.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in on anything? Coming up next, we'll be joined by Tim Bontemps, NBA writer for ESPN.com, here on The Junkie.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 7:40, we're going to play Name That Hurt. Haven't played it in a while. It is
a
game show Wednesday presented by MGM National Harbor. Every day is monumental at MGM National Harbor. And we have Nats Cubs tickets to give away. We have tickets to go see OAR in concert. And we have tickets to go see Impractical Jokers at MGM National Harbor. Impractical Jokers. My son noted this one time, and then I checked out the guide. I think Impractical Jokers is on Spike, or maybe Spike became True TV.
It's True TV.
If you go through the guide, it's all Impractical Jokers.
It is.
I mean, that channel has maybe three shows.
My two younger kids love it. It's on all the time in my house.
But my point is that the channel itself has like three television programs.
Right.
And Impractical
Jokers
is
that the show where
one.
The guy does a bit, and the other people like talk him through it?
Yes.
Yeah.
They tell them what to do. They mm-hmm. dare them to say certain things.
Yep, correct.
You know, grab the pencils or fall down.
Right. Yep.
Partner face, yeah, whatever.
It sounds like a Matt Valdez type of production.
Yeah. It's a smash.
a lot of zingers.
There's no question about
it. A lot of jokes.
It. All right, what's going on with Bontemps? Can't track him down?
I think he booked it too early.
Jeez. Oh. Where is he? I guess he's out in San Francisco.
No, I think he lives in Boston now or New York. But I'm sure he was at the draft last night. But
He's just not answering. Or maybe he was out at game one.
Some of these guys get too bold when they're like, "Yeah, I can do 720."
Right.
All right. I know you're going to oversleep.
He's up till one watching Steph Curry drain jumpers on Drav's Blazers.
By the way, listen to this. So someone just texted me on the Vibe machine about this story. A Texas bartender was arrested and accused of over-serving a drunk man who went on to kill his wife and seven other people.
I remember that story.
When they were watching a Cowboys game two years ago.
How can you hold the bartender responsible? I mean, the bartender has no idea you're going to kill somebody like that.
Apparently she texted, she knew the guy, and she texted another bartender while the guy was sitting at the bar, and she said, the guy's name's Spencer Height, who was the accused. She said, Spencer's got a big knife on the bar. He spun it around, just asked for his tab, and said, I have to do some dirty work. And she, guess, didn't tell anybody. He went on and killed eight people.
Wow.
Brutal.
So she was arrested for it.
The bartender.
Bartender was arrested.
It didn't seem right.
I mean, it's a misdemeanor, but she was arrested.
Since Tim's not on, why don't we go to the Junkie Sports page? It is sponsored by Amtrak. Experience the magic before you get to the parks. Travel nonstop from D.C. to Orlando on Amtrak's auto train. Sit back, stretch out, take your family and your car along for the ride without ever sitting in traffic. Get carried away when you book at Amtrak.com.
All right. Front and center was the lottery last night.
What a disappointment.
The Wizards had a 96.3% chance of not ending up with the ninth pick. And they got it.
They got the ninth pick.
They got
that
the
lucky
ninth pick.
The
only worst spot would have been 10th for them, right. Conceivably.
And there was a 0.2% chance of getting the 10th. Yeah. They had a 9.4% chance of getting the third pick, a 9.2 of the second, and a 9% chance of getting one. Of course, they slipped to 9, and...
Once I saw the Pelicans,
what was the Pelicans' percentage of getting the number one?
It's around 3%.
3%.
Yeah. Once I saw the Lakers in the top four, I said, well, I just don't think there's any chance the Wiz are going to be in there.
I mentioned this earlier. Look, you can nab a quality player with the ninth pick. They don't have a GM right now. That's going to be the job of the GM. But if you look at the history, the recent history of the ninth pick, here are your last four. Kevin Knox, Dennis Smith Jr., Jakob Poeltl, and Frank Kaminsky. A couple of role players and a couple guys you still don't know. Although I think if Dennis Smith Jr. or Kevin Knox were going to be amazing, the Knicks probably would have won a couple more games, and instead they were in the draft
lottery.
Well,
to be fair to Dennis Smith, he was traded there midway through the season. Like maybe further than that past the season.
But at number
but
nine,
also, he's been traded. That's usually a red flag when you've been traded within your first 2 years.
I agree.
Yeah, it could be a knucklehead. But at number nine, you want something more than a role player.
Yes.
Well, now, I would look at it, I always say, is look at nine or below. Because, you know, I would make the argument, I could be wrong, but then in almost every draft, you'll find an all-star after nine.
And I said that earlier, too. Look, Kawhi Leonard
and Giannis.
Don't
just pigeonhole it to nine.
Kawhi Leonard and Giannis, who are the stars of the Bucks and Raptors, are going to play tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals. They both were drafted right around 15.
Mm-hmm.
I think Giannis was in the Otto Porter draft, where Porter went 3 and the Greek Freak went 15.
Yeah, late bloomer.
But it's just less likely. And I bring up 9 because that's where they're at. And at 9, look, Andre Drummond was drafted. Kemba Walker was drafted at number 9. These are guys that have made all-star teams. Gordon Hayward, who's made one all-star team, was really good before he got hurt.
Yeah, so it's probably a 50. You know, in the last 10 years, it's probably 50-50.
50-50 to get a good player.
Yeah, really
now,
good
there
player.
Aren't any franchise like changers really at number 9, because Kemba Walker is a guy who's been with Charlotte for years and they've snuck into the playoffs.
Okay, but there are max players. Kemba Walker is going to be a max player. Gordon Hayward is a max player. You can get max players in terms of their contracts.
Let's just look at 2017's draft. I mean, we've talked about it. Donovan Mitchell went
13. Yep,
averaged 22 a game.
Stud.
John Collins went 19.
Yep. I mean,
pretty good
He's
player.
A stud.
Really good player.
Yep.
Pretty good player. Kyle Kuzma with 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can get him.
I mean, you will find stars after 9, but you just got to be amazing at it.
So, but what I'd say is Kyle Kuzma and John Collins, they didn't change the trajectory of those franchises at all. Those are teams that continue to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, but fine, Collins, but they're good Collins players. All you could do is be a good player.
Collins just got in the league.
I mean, it's like 2 years in.
You got to give these guys some chance.
And Kuzma might be a big trade chip for Anthony Davis. That's not fair.
Could be. I mean, he played pretty well. All right, so the Pelicans got the number one overall pick. Like we said, 3% chance of getting that pick. Who knows if they'll keep the picker and take Zion or if they'll trade it. Anthony Davis was basically benched for, half of their games in the last month and a half because you know, he just didn't want to play. He doesn't want to be there. Who
it's
knows?
Actually a good team for Zion Williamson to be on in terms of style. Like Alvin Gentry, not known for defense, they run.
Right.
That's they run. And you can see Zion's dunking all over the place.
Well, wherever he goes, they'll change the system to fit him. But he wasn't happy.
No.
He was not happy that the Pelicans got the number
Here's
one pick.
Here's who was happy. The Pelicans ticket office. Did you see their celebration when they secured the number one pick?
It was like the Phillies when Harper
they
signed.
They now know that they can actually have something to sell for a place that when you would watch Pelicans games, like when the Wizards were playing the Pelicans, there might be 8,000 people in the building. Maybe.
Memphis got the two. All right, so the three teams that had a 14% chance of getting the top pick, the Knicks, the Cavs, and the Suns, ended up with 3, 5, and 6.
Right.
Yeah, it just wasn't their day.
It's a lock. Memphis will be back in the lottery next year. Because their best two players, I guess, are Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Conley.
Young player, and then, well, sure, Mike Conley, but I'm saying it's going to be Ja Morant.
Yeah, and who knows? They might
or
trade Conley.
Yeah.
Last night, game one, Western Conference Finals. Warriors pound the Trailblazers, outscored them 39-23 in the fourth. They win the game 116-94. Another tough shooting night for Portland, especially from beyond the arc. They were 7-for-28 from threes. Remember game seven against Denver, they really struggled, even though they won the game, because McCollum went nuts. But last night, Lillard, 4-for-12, 2-for-5. As a team, they only shot 36%, 25% from threes. And Curry had 9 threes. He was 9-for-15. Ended up with 36. Klay Thompson had 26 to take a 1-0 lead in the series. So
they did win a championship without Kevin Durant, and they're showing that
they can
win
do it
games
again.
Without Kevin Durant.
I don't know if you still have the Terry Stotts audio, Valdez. All right, so Terry Stotts, the head coach of the Trailblazers, was asked about how he defended Steph Curry in comparison to what Houston did against Steph Curry, and this is what he said.
I can't remember. When he had 33 in the second half, were they trapping then?
Yes.
They were? And he scored 33 in the second half?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll look at that.
I'm sorry. I don't know why he keeps doing that.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Anyway, very sarcastic answer to the media.
He may change the defensive approach.
When he had 33 in the second half, were they trapping then?
Yes.
They were? And he scored 33 in the second half?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, sounds pretty happy.
Yeah, we'll look at that.
Listen how terrified the media member is.
Because he knows that Terry Stotts is very Rick post-game. Doesn't want to deal with it.
You think Curry and Steve Kerr, they haven't seen every defensive approach? They've seen it all. They can make adjustments. You could think it's going to work.
I don't think.
But they've beaten the league. They have three rings.
Yeah.
They could have easily had a fourth, but LeBron and the Cavs had an amazing comeback in that series.
Bring back the Jimmy Patsos bit from college.
They would be going for 5 in a row.
Jimmy Patsos
not pulled off that miracle.
Jimmy Patsos did the pre lottery show last night on NBC Sports Watch.
Oh, very good.
Nice. He was out there.
I saw Loxley did that for the NFL draft.
Yep.
Yes, Loxley did the NFL draft pre-draft hype. It was good. All right, so we talked about the Nats. Mets beat them 6-2 last night. I was driving
home. A lot
home.
Of hits off of Syndergaard, huh?
Yeah, they couldn't hit him. He was really good two starts ago, so maybe he's starting to figure it out. He struggled in his first 4 or 5 starts or so. But he was really good last night. Washington didn't even get a hit until, what, the 6th?
Right when they hit the homer?
He made the lineup from last night. I think it's getting closer to what you expect.
All right, but remember, the Nats in the month of May are betting $1.99.
Brutal.
I don't know where that ranks in the league, but it's got to be near the bottom. Okay, so Eaton led off, Robles 2, Soto 3, Rendon 4, Parra played first, hit 5, Dozier can't hit his way out of a paper bag, batting 192, hit 6, Gomes striking out all the time, 7, Defoe 8, and then pitcher 9.
I know.
In the first inning last night, they had a shot of getting out of the inning. There was a potential double play ball, and Defoe, who was playing shortstop, had a bad throw to Parra at first. And Parra was pulled off the bag. If that's a good throw, they're out of the inning.
Right. Technically not an error.
Then there was a hit, and then there was a walk, and then that's when Ramos hit the grand slam.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just that one throw cost him 4 runs.
It whores him. Hellickson now, 8 starts this season.
6.
Four times he hasn't gone beyond the 5th inning. So 5 innings or less in half of the starts, and then his ERA is 6.
And we do extra drills. We take ground balls every day. It's just a matter, like I said, sometimes, you know, when a team's struggling, you try to do a lot more and just play the game. You know, I mean, really, all you got to do is play the game. You've done it a million times. I mean, that's a double play ball, you know, 10 out of 10 times. Just play the game. You know, don't make it hard on yourself. Just do the little things. You know, keep it simple.
Did the boys try hard last night?
The boys did try hard.
Did that happen?
Mm. All right, so his point is they're pressing a little bit, especially defensively. All right.
I feel for him. It's not his fault, Cakes, though. He's actually right. The ball, it should be a double play. Now, that's not to say that Hellickson's going to win that game anyway, because if they get the double play, whatever, I think ultimately over time Hellickson's going to give up his, because that's what he does.
Correct.
But the point is, when Hellickson's
on the mound, you can't give him extra outs.
Correct.
And that's what they did last night.
I just did this math on the fly, and I could be off by a game. I believe the Nats are 1-12 in series openers this season.
Mm. I think you're right.
1-12.
That's something to bring up with
Mike. I mean, you're always behind the eight ball, losing the series openers.
Well, think about it. In the last two games, before Robles hit that home run, they went, so there were no hit for 5 last night, and then there were no hit for essentially 8 in the last game of the Dodgers series, right? So there were no hit for 13 out of 14 innings over a stretch of two games.
This is the Nationals' worst record since September 8th, 2011.
I don't think this is going to happen, but if they get swept at home by the Mets, who've been scuffling, does Davey survive it? If you drop to, what would that make them? 16 and 27. 27? You're 10 games out before the end of May?
They may give him another week. If Trey's going to come back here in the next few days, and he's apparently in Potomac on a rehab assignment, so that tells me he's probably going to join the team in the next couple of days.
Yeah, why waste?
Because he's not out in Fresno. He's in Potomac, close by.
But the question is, even if Turner comes back, do you really see, based on the way the rest of the team is playing, do you really see this team going on a crazy 15-5 run?
No, I don't see some crazy heater. However, I could see them returning to like a 500 level. They're not playing 500 ball.
How about winning three games in a row? So they haven't even done that all season.
You're talking about the batting average. First of all, Trey Turner returns. Now, basically 7/8 of your lineup is there. All right, first baseman. You've got Parra, Kendrick, whatever the heck you're doing at first base.
Yeah.
But you have everybody else, because Soto's back, Rendon's back. You know, clearly the top of the lineup is as you wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden there's less excuses. And Trey, we saw it for his few games, was stealing bases. So I don't know what's going on with the wrist, but he still should be fast, and he should be able to help them generate runs.
Well, even though guys like Soto are back, they're not hitting. I mean, Soto's hitting .230.
That was a big question coming in. Was Soto going to be able to reproduce? I mean, was he going to be able to produce like he did a year ago?
Well, you can blame the whole team.
I'm sure
injuries.
He can probably reproduce. He can probably help reproduce.
I'm sure he can probably do that.
But as Jason says, they're the worst in the National League in hitting in average, right, in the month of May. They're hitting .197. They're second worst in driving in, or scoring runs. They've got 35. Only the Marlins are worse.
This doesn't matter, but where are they attendance-wise this year versus last year?
Because worse than on-base percentage.
They can end up losing a ton of money as a franchise, and not that we really care about it, but that may affect what they decide to do come trade deadline, because with the team 9 games under .500 and 8 games back and in fourth place in the division, I would imagine a lot less people are going to go to the park this summer.
Right,
and if
now,
a lot less people go to the park,
they're
in
like
the summer,
middle of the pack.
Now they're 16th.
They're averaging 26.
But how were they last year at this point?
I don't know.
My point is, if they're averaging, because
right.
I saw
I'll tell
like,
you
the
right now,
Phillies, they're, for example, are up 11,000 fans per game from last year.
They're
That's
down
the
5,000 a game.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It's a pretty sizable number.
They're down 5,000 a game. So 5,000 times 80, that'd be down 400,000 fans.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a big hit.
Probably actually a trend worse if they continue this way.
Around the league, the Brewers beat the Phillies 6-1 last night. Bryce was 0-2, struck out 2 more times. Now, he did walk twice. His on-base percentage is actually pretty good just based on the walks, but he did strike out 2 more times. I think that's 56 times for the season.
If there's any consolation, Bryce is struggling.
Somebody wrote a column.
Imagine if the Nats were where they are right now.
Yeah.
Eight games behind the Phillies, and Bryce was carrying the Phillies with, you know, Kristen Yelich-like numbers, 14, 15 home runs, hitting 300.
I saw someone wrote a column or a blog or something.
But
I'm sorry. I'll let you talk in a second. But think about this. The Phillies are still winning. Now, they lost last night, but still winning. And he hadn't got hot yet. Wait till he gets hot. Yes, Mr.
Somebody wrote a column or a blog, and they're suggesting what we did a few years ago, send Bryce down to AAA. To work on his swing.
I just saw a tweet. I didn't know there was a blog.
I think it was a link.
That would be hilarious.
Right?
I mean,
that never happened. No. But it's so great. So great. And he's getting booed all the time there, too. So, I mean, that is a little bit of a consolation. I don't really care about how the team does. It will please me a little bit if Bryce struggles.
800-636-1067 is the number. When we come back, we'll play Name That Hurt Thing on a game show Wednesday if you want to partake. 800-636-1067.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Game Show Wednesday, presented by MGM National Harbor. Every day is monumental at MGM National Harbor. Playing Name That Hurt Thing. JP, I might need a refresher on the rules for Name That Hurt Thing. How exactly it plays out.
So, Name That Hurt Thing clearly a spinoff of Name That Tune.
Sure.
Listeners will challenge a junkie.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a clue given as to what the soundbite is.
Yes.
And who that hurting might be. And then there'll be a bidding process starting at 5 seconds or less.
Very good. Let
the listener make the first bid, and it goes back and forth until we settle in. And
perfect.
Then if the listener or the junkie can name that hurting, they win. So let's go to the first contestant. Let's start on line number 8. We're doing it in reverse. Line number 8.
Is on screen. Let's go to 7.
Okay, 7. Line 7 is Cole in Laurel.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, Cole. Who would you like to challenge and name that hurting? EB has stepped aside, so you can take on Cakes, Bish Bucks, or JP.
Let's go with Bish.
All right.
Taking Bish on Bucks.
Bish.
So your categories for name
just,
that hurting.
Just give him one. Don't even let him choose, so we'll speed up the process.
So he doesn't get to choose at all?
Yeah. Okay, you know what? I apologize.
Is this a Russian game show from the 80s? You should have a
We don't have much time. We got a ton of prizes.
All right, your three categories are Bethpage Bazillies, Old Hurt Things in the News, and Game of Thrones cameos.
Ooh.
So your choice, Cole. Pick a category.
Old Hurt Thing News.
Old Hurt Things.
All right, what was the category? Old Hurt Things?
Old Hurt Things in the
old
News.
Old Hurt Things in the News.
I can't believe we still talk like that. All right.
What are you going to do?
All right. So your first clue for Old Hurt Things in the News is that this Old Hurt Thing is a Super Bowl winner.
All right. A Super Bowl winner. Cole, you can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less. How long will it take you to name that Hurt Thing?
I'm going to go with 5.
All right. I'll go with 3.
Jason goes with 3. Do you want to go lower than 3 seconds, or do you want to make Bish Bucks name that hurt?
No, I'm going to let him name it.
This is a layup, because I know who it is.
I think I know who it is.
This is a freaking layup,
all right.
Especially for 3 seconds worth.
Old Hurt Things in the News.
I hate to say that, because I heard the judges say, you're not a singer.
I knew it. That's number 12, TB, Terry Bradshaw.
Of course it
number
was.
Number 12 of your program, number 1 in your heart.
Clue
is such an article.
Thanks for playing.
Everyone in here thought it was Robert Kraft.
I didn't have a vibe on the Terry Bradshaw.
Because of the whole wedding singer flap.
I understood. All right, who's our next contestant?
I would have got Kraft, too.
Actually, EB, we're going to reverse order to kind of whore the prize pigs in a way. We went line 7 first, so we should go to Billy in Germantown, line 6.
All right. Billy, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's up?
Billy, who do you want to challenge and name that hurt?
EB.
Billy versus Eric Bickle.
Same category?
Yeah, we'll finish out Old Hurt Things in the News.
I just do it like the James Holzhauer way, though, and just go to like to the highest point? It doesn't really work that way, though, does it?
No, not
Billy,
really.
You can start
Junkerty.
Billy, right. You can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less after you hear this clue about this old Hurting in the news.
This old Hurting is doing a lot of press lately.
A lot of press. Billy?
I can do it in 4.
I can do it in 2.
Ooh, I like it.
Whoa.
Do it.
All right.
2 seconds.
I'm locked in. If it's not who I think it is, I'm done.
I think what happens is...
Yeah, Howard Stern.
And I've spent a lot of time reflecting on
Howard Stern. Are my clues just too easy?
Well, I'm locked in with you. I'm just locked in with you. And
sorry, Billy.
I know I'm that predictable.
Thank you.
Can I hear that quickly again?
I think what happens is they... And I spent a lot of time reflecting on this.
The first second I didn't, but then...
You know, my whole career
like second
has been
two,
about
I think
honesty.
I locked in.
Right. All right, let's go to...
Guy knows how to promote a book.
Absolutely. Chris is in Sterling.
Whoa, stop the clock.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Chris, who do you want to challenge and name that art?
Let's go with Bish.
All right. Taking Bish. On Bish.
They're trying to pick on you over
closing
there.
Closing out
Bucks.
Old Hurtings in the news. Here is your clue, Chris.
This old Hurting has ratings. His ratings have never been higher. Sorry, I couldn't read my handwriting.
His ratings never been higher. Chris?
Yep.
You can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less. How long to name that Hurting?
I'm going to just go with 5 strategically.
All right, I'll go with 4. I'm not real comfortable with this one.
Chris, do you want to go lower?
I'll go to 3.
All right, good. I'm going to let you have a chance to win the prize. Sorry,
all right,
buddy.
Chris.
You
all have right, to thanks. Name this Hurting in 3 seconds. An old Hurting in the news whose ratings have never been better.
We all know what's going on in my life. And I...
Ooh, that was a quick 3.
I would ask for the 1 free rehear.
Yeah, do you need a rehear, Chris?
Yeah, I'll take a rehear.
We all know what's going on in my life. And I alluded to that.
Oh, got it.
Bonus.
I got
bonus
it.
Listen there.
Got it.
I don't
got
know
it
who,
on the rehear.
I don't know who that is.
Got it on the rehear.
Wow.
I'm silly.
I'm going to go with Hannity.
No.
We all know what's going on
Alex
in my
Trebek.
Life. And I alluded to that in my remarks.
Yes, on fire on this one.
Bish 2-0 so far. EB 1-0. Listeners 0-3.
We finally found EB's wheelhouse game.
But he doesn't sound good there.
Yeah. Well, he does have cancer. Yeah.
I know, but that doesn't mean necessarily you're going
to
sound
is
bad.
Is it disrespectful to call him old Hurting?
No.
I felt bad.
How old is he?
He's an old Hurting.
He's like 77
or something. 77, I thought.
Something like that. In that range.
Can be a term of affection.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
All right, so 2 categories
yeah,
left.
Yeah, your 2 categories are Bethpage Bazillies and Game of Thrones cameos.
All right. All right. Who's our next contestant?
I guess we'll go to Andy in Fairfax. Hey, Andy, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, John. I'm good. How are you guys
Hello,
doing?
Hello, Andy.
Doing okay.
Andy, who do you want to challenge and name that?
Hey.
Let's go the Big Bazillies.
Understood, but who do you want to challenge?
Which Joe do you want to challenge?
Sorry. I'll take Johnny Cage.
All right.
Johnny
Beth Cage Bazillies against Cakes.
I have to have the golf category?
You're in the golf pool. You'll be fine.
Here's your first clue.
Slipped out of first, though.
Andy.
Love it.
This Bethpage Bazilli hits bombs off the tee.
Ooh. That's all of them. That's all the golfers.
Complaining. No. Not compared to you.
Who's stop complaining?
Yeah.
Andy, 5 seconds or less to name that Hurting.
Oh, let's go 5 seconds, man.
You can name that Bethpage. Oh,
okay. Big mistake. I guarantee it's going to be so easy.
I just want to see if you can do it.
I think I already know who it is, by the way.
I kind of like it.
Got to 125.1 club head speed last night. I haven't done that, I think, in my life.
Doesn't mean he
Why is that
it.
Important? Well, because...
You know it, though.
I know it.
Yeah, instantly.
Of course I know it.
Andy, do you need a rehear?
Yeah, give me a rehear.
Got to 125.1 club head speed last night. I haven't done that, I think, in my life. Why is that important? Well, because when Dave Pels ran
a game extra 100 time. Seconds
trying to hook him up. We got 5 prizes. We've given away none.
Is it Roy McIlroy?
No.
Come on.
No, it's still
that
dumb.
Sorry, I don't know
about him before he's going into the golf stuff.
I mean, Roy McIlroy has an accent.
W.
I mean, he's from Ireland.
I don't know golf.
You thought he was a foreigner.
In the world where longer drives equated to lower scores.
All right, let's move on. That's Phil. Let's go to the next
contestant. The clue was a hint, because that's the video where he says how he drops bombs.
Ah.
Let's go to...
That's why the clues are helpful.
Andrew and Dumfries?
Yes, they are.
Andrew, what's up, buddy?
Hey, John.
Who do you want to challenge?
Please don't give me the...
I'll challenge Bish if I can do the Game of Thrones ones, because I feel like Chad Dukes when it comes to golf.
You have that option.
We're going to let you hop around.
Game of Thrones cameos. Here is your clue, Andrew.
Your clue is I was burned to death.
I mean, no, I've got zero chance at any of these.
I was burned to death.
Maybe you'll just guess by the voice.
But it's a cameo.
You want the real name, don't you?
Yes, the real name.
Okay. I'll do five because I got to think of the name.
All right, I'll let you try.
Well, hold on, not the character name, but,
who's the
person,
actual
the celebrity,
the actor?
Yeah. 5 seconds to name this Game of Thrones cameo.
I remember distinctly watching the Niner Bengal game, The Drive.
Oh,
easy.
Yeah. Why would that?
Took me 1 second to get. I'm on fire in this game.
Lifeline EB. I'm going to guess Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers. Congrats. You're going to get tickets to see the Nationals take on the Chicago Cubs May 19th at Nats Park, 106.7 The Fan and PenFed Credit Union. Taking you out to the ballgame all season long, courtesy of PenFed Credit Union. Details at thefandc.com/contest. Congrats, Andrew.
Well played.
Still want to do a couple
Should
more?
Should we do more when we come back? We can do more when we come back.
We got more prizes?
Definitely have more prizes.
All right, let's do it.
And I think we have four more clues. Four more.
Yeah, we have two more in Bethpage Bazillies and two more in Game of Thrones cameos.
Nice. All right, we'll do a little more Name That Hurt Thing when we come back. Plus, at 8:20, Steve Sands will fill us in on Tiger Woods and the PGA Championship.
It's tomorrow.
Right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.